Wake up, America. It's time to talk about Miralax on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. If you're one of our regular listeners, we love you. We thank you for always being on these on this podcast with us and being on this journey. So let's talk about Miralax.
Wake up, America.
Wake up, America. Wake up. Yeah, Miralax.
We were talking about what all the different things we wanted to talk about in the Wake Up America series, and this one just came up because we definitely need to talk about Miralax.
Yes. So you may or may not be familiar with Miralax. It is over-the-counter, and it is considered a laxative for constipation. And so it's actually, I was just telling Tina, I remember when it first came out, who knows? It may have been out even longer than I realized, but I just remember when it became, you know, a very widely used treatment for people who struggle with constipation. And we also use it for our preps also, for right before you're gonna have a colonoscopy. So like I said, it is considered a laxative. It's an osmotic laxative. So basically, it draws water into the colon to try to soften things up and make it a little easier for you to have a bowel movement.
Mm-hmm. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, just you know.
You said bowel movement.
A bowel movement. A BM. So
we talk about bowel movement so much, it's like second nature now.
It is. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're out with people and we start talking about, you know, whatever, bowel movements, poop, they're like, oh, no, let's not go there. We're like, oh, this is norm for us.
Yeah.
Any dinner conversation, for some reason, always ends up talking
even the word diarrhea. Like, I don't even think of the word diarrhea the same way anymore.
True.
Just a word.
Yep. So constipation, I mean, it's, you know, it's an issue.
It's a huge issue.
It's a huge issue. We see a lot of patients for constipation, and you know, people struggle. People struggle. Some people don't even know they're constipated. You know, they'll tell us when we ask them how many bowel movements, you know, how often do you have a bowel movement? Oh, every few days. You know, you're constipated. They're like, oh, I thought that was the norm. You know, because maybe that's been the norm for them. Mm-hmm. But that really isn't the norm, because if you're eating every day and you're eating, you know, 2-3 meals and snacks, you should be moving your bowels every day.
At least once a day.
At least.
If not
exactly.
Twice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a big issue. We see a lot of people who suffer from constipation. And so we do have medicines that we can prescribe. Miralax does fall under that category. And so we do use Miralax. We use it in our preps. Now, we prefer not to use medicines if we could avoid it and do it the natural way. I mean, you know, maybe the person doesn't drink enough water. So we'll encourage them, drink more water, drink a lot of water. You should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces, you know, encourage them to eat more fiber in their vegetables, their fruit.
And not take a fiber supplement. Like the idea is not to go take a fiber pill, but
exactly.
To actually eat fibrous foods.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Increase your fiber in your diet. And so we try as much as possible to do it in a more natural, holistic way. Sometimes we have to use the medicines.
And we even have supplements like the salt shot that we try to encourage, mm-hmm. but a lot of people don't want to buy supplements. They'd rather be prescribed a medicine, right?
Right.
So that's when we lean on Miralax. But we have a lot of our patients on Miralax, and I don't think people really understand, mean, they understand what Miralax is. I don't think they understand the negative side effects of Miralax.
Right. Well, first of all, I just want to say, because I have actually had many patients when I've told them to increase their fiber who have told me, oh, I do. I take Miralax. Miralax is not a fiber. Okay. It is not a fiber. It's a laxative. It's considered a laxative. There is absolutely no fiber in Miralax. Miralax is, it's a pharmaceutical medicine. It's made up of chemicals, okay? And in fact, actually, some of those ingredients are actually found in antifreeze and brake fluid. So, you know, it doesn't have its own potential, you know, potential side effects.
It has been linked to a lot of other issues mm-hmm. in the body, especially being used in children. There's like potential lawsuits with regard to the use of Miralax in children and the cause of many different types of mental issues, physical issues. So, you know, it's one of those things where I know we use it in the practice. It's okay to be used temporarily. You're backed up. We need to get you unbacked up, or you're going to do a prep. We need to get you to clean out.
Right.
But we have patients that are on Miralax every day mm-hmm. and they've been on Miralax every day for years, even decades. And that's the part that breaks my heart, right? Is that we've got to get the body working right again and help people get off of Miralax as much as possible.
Absolutely. However we can do it to try to get the person off the Miralax. I mean, and for that matter, even other constipation medicines. I mean, if we could try to get them off of it by doing something more natural, that's our goal. Okay. Now, I know that there are definitely situations where it's very difficult. I mean, we have, you know, I've seen patients throughout the years who they have what we call slow transit constipation, okay, where literally their colon doesn't move. It doesn't do anything. And we've confirmed that by doing radiology tests. And those are very difficult cases. Those are very hard because you need to have a colon that's moving to try to move the stool through, okay? The peristalsis, which is the movement in the intestine, is really important. And there are some people who don't have it. I've actually done colonoscopies on people where you literally go in and the colon, you put air in and it insufflates with the air and nothing is happening. There is absolutely no movement, no spasming, nothing.
And that can happen too over years of taking Miralax.
Mm-hmm. Or even just, you know, other constipation meds.
Right. Well, I mean, any constipation med. And like Dr. Cruz said, you know, your colon is meant to move. Your colon is a muscle, right? Its job is to squeeze. And if you've been constipated for a long time, over periods of years, you know, you get all that backed up stool in there. You can only squeeze so much, right? And then there's nothing left to squeeze anymore. And so the colon forgets how to do its job. Right? Yeah. It forgets how to squeeze. And then we just keep taking Miralax and we just basically tell our colon, hey, colon, you don't have to worry about doing your job. This medicine's going to do the job for you. So the colon gets lazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So really by trying to get it back to retraining it, I tell patients doing some of the more holistic things that we have is like taking your colon to the gym, you know,
right.
Teaching your colon how to be a colon again.
Helping teaching your colon how to work out.
That's right. Teaching your colon how to be a colon again.
That's right.
So whether that's more water this way or doing the salt shot or enzymes and probiotics or more fiber in the diet or even colonics, mm-hmm. you know, we have some patients who in order to get off Miralax, they have to go have a colonic every week, you know, but again, I'd rather them do that than be on the Miralax every day. Yeah. But, you know, colonics, I know, do you want to talk about colonics at all?
Yeah, we could talk. I mean, colonics is basically, there are two different types of colonics. You have what they call a closed system, and then you have an open system. I would say probably open system is probably what's mostly out there when people go to like a medical spa where you can get a colonic. And it's basically like a big basin or a big tub. Where you lay in there and there's a cannula that you put in and it puts water into your colon. Yeah, it's a tube, and it puts water into your colon, and literally stool is coming out on the side as water is going in. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, basically trying to help evacuate stool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a glorified enema.
Yes,
I mean, some people know what colonics are, but the people who don't know what colonics are, you tell them it's like a glorified enema, and they're like, oh, okay, I know what an enema is, you know.
And then you have a closed system, which is there's usually a therapist there. So for the open system, typically you don't have somebody that's sitting there with you. Okay, they're going to help you initially to help, you know, tell you how to put the tube in your rectum, but they're not going to stay there. In a closed system, you actually have a therapist who's there with you, who is inserting small amounts of water, because the first goal is to try to get air out of the colon. Okay, air is, you know, gas is a huge issue. A lot of people have gas. Most people have gas. For some people it bothers them, others it doesn't. But trying to get the air out and then putting in short squirts of water to just gradually get stool out. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit more of a controlled setting. Mm-hmm. So that's what a colonic is, in short. I actually think we have a podcast on it somewhere.
We've
in
talked
our library.
About it several times. Yeah. Yeah.
And then also go ahead and talk to them a little bit about the salt shot that you mentioned.
So that's one of the ways we try to help patients get off of Miralax is by doing a salt shot every day with our super salts. We've got that electrolyte powder that we typically teach people about to put in their water throughout the day. So people are typically drinking that in their water, kind of like the concept of Powerade and Gatorade, just without all the sugars and the dyes. But then we have it where you can do a salt shot every day where you put just a little bit of water in a cup, maybe 3 ounces of water, put a full scoop of the salts, which there's a 1 teaspoon scooper inside the salts container, and then you stir that up and you shoot it like a shot, and then you're going to follow that with like 26 to 32 ounces of water within 15 minutes. So you're basically going to drink a lot of water really, really fast. And the idea with that is you're just going to flood your gut with that high alkaline, high electrolyte water, and it's just going to, again, it's going to force the colon to learn how to squeeze again, right? So colonic, water coming from the rectum, the salt shot, water coming from the
top.
Other side. Yeah, and
top.
So it's just basically just retraining the colon how to be a colon. So sometimes people who've been on Miralax for a really long time, they might have to do 2 weeks for the salt shots before they actually start seeing results. But again, I would much rather patients get do a salt shot every day than do Miralax every day. So slowly trying to, you know, move them in that direction.
So if you're interested and you want more information about anything that we're talking about right now, you know, the salt shots, please connect with us. You can find us on our website, Dr. Liz Cruz. There is a magenta colored button on the homepage. If you click it, you can schedule a 30-minute free wellness consult. And again, it's free. You can do it from anywhere because it's done over the phone. And, you know, set up an appointment so that you can learn more about what we're talking about. Also, if you have not rated our program, please rate us and give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.